Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Monster Hunters. Before we start the episode, I want to announce a t-shirt contest. That's right, we're doing a limited run of exclusive Mystery County t-shirts designed and printed by a sustainable Los Angeles artist who uses only upcycled material. If you want to win one, go find our post on Twitter or Instagram at Mystery County and follow the instructions to enter. Entries are due by 6 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, March 21st, which means you have 1 week. So get your entries in. And Patreon supporters, check your messages for details on how you can snag one of these awesome shirts for yourself. Truly, I can't wait to put it on. Good luck and enjoy the show.
Oh my God, did you see what I just did? Okay, first of all, everyone's like, you know, Derek's like, get up in this door and become the demon god. And I'm like, no way. And my dad's like, don't do it or you're in trouble. And I'm like, Dad, you don't fucking know me. You haven't given me a single birthday card. And then Susan's like, Adam, don't do it. I believe in you and I respect you. And I was like, that's awesome, Susan. I needed that kind of support right now. So I ended Dark's like, tricked. I tricked Dark and I said like, hey, come by the door. And I threw my Tamagotchi on it, which, you know, I do souped it up so it became like sort of an electric lock and no one but me can get in now. The password is 123. So, but you need to know it. Don't tell anyone. And then, okay, and then I'm like, I am the king. And Adon Miller, who honestly is like an ugly version of me, which, you know, looks or whatever. But he's like, oh, please put me in your school play. And I'm like, no way, dude. There's only one Adam in town. And even though you're not Adam, you're Adam. You can't be in it. And then a hole got ripped in the universe, I think, and we're falling. So, ground's approaching quickly. Bye!
Hello, friends, in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use the game Dungeons and Dragons.
Ooh. What?
Oh, that's right. When we heard that the Dungeons and Dragons thing had such a huge controversy, we were like, we're going to do that. And then the controversy died down before we ever got to record this session. But we're doing it anyway. So we're going to use Dungeons and Dragons this time around to tell a story of time-traveling turkeys and Constantinopolian club members in the real and actual 1453. I'm Alan Linick. I'll be your brand new Tyler Samples for this series of recordings. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Feld, the Earth Genasi monk.
Hi, my name's Jeff Murdoch, and my character is Adam Miller, the gnome artificer.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I'm playing Crashly Grenadine, the halfling barbarian.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I'm playing Susan Wexler, the wizard.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler.
Yeah, not so easy, is it, Tyler?
I choked. Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler Samples, and I will be playing Adam the Miller, the tiefling sorcerer.
Wait, what?
We got a lawsuit on our hands.
All right. Now we're going to do the game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, everybody. Where last we left off on Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, Derek or I should say, Derek's weird, disgusting turkey offshoot, Dark, had decided that the Adams in the present year, 2006, were not good enough for him and ripped a hole, less a portal and more of an actual tear in the fabric of space-time, to go back to grab not the last great Adam, but the very first Adam Miller who ever was. And through that hole, he went and disappeared into a swirling, unending vortex of like colors and lights that all sit on top of each other that warp your sense of depth. It feels like it's two-dimensional and yet somehow just extends on into an endless vacuum of nothingness forever. And as soon as that happens, everyone, you know, basically everybody who matters in our podcast is all in this lids together. And as soon as that happens, there's this like moment of just stun that happens where everyone is kind of dumbstruck and frozen in place. And Derek jumps after Dark into the portal just without even it seems reflexive. He's like, no, and he jumps in and just disappears. His body pulls like it almost like an after image, sticks at the edge of the tear, and then you see it like elongate and pull and sort of like spaghettify and disappear in like a swirl, almost like it's being flushed down a endless toilet into the vortex. And about a second after that, CEJ goes, oh my god, Derek, and he jumps into the hole and also just
interesting that they're so heroic when Alan is running the game.
Yeah, well it's either really heroic or incredibly stupid. And maybe a mix of both, and they just are ripped and churned down and away to somewhere you don't really know where. What do you all do? Like that's just where we're gonna start. Is they've just hurled themselves into what feels like a very dangerous empty nothingness.
So we're less like sucked in and more watching on the side of it. Like,
yeah,
oh no.
I'm not gonna force you into the hole, but I will. I mean, full disclosure, it's gonna arrest our narrative pretty fast.
Whoa. I'm jumping after CJ.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I'm jumping.
I follow. Shamanda jumps as well. Shamanda reaches a hand behind her, whoever's there, to grab her hand, and we jump.
Me and Susan.
Great.
I lock up the password. I put 1, 2, 3, and I follow.
Okay, on your great. Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You all jump in, and Adam, as you jump through, you see... And furthermore, and a couple of the girls from the dojo start to follow to jump. But as you are kind of like turned and your vision warps, you see this tear just kind of close up like someone zipped up a hoodie. Like it just disappears behind you. Oh. And all four of you, you have this sensation of floating, but it looks like you're falling. It's like a totally vertigo inducing situation where you feel things zipping by you, but you feel like you're moving upward, and you're surrounded by just whips of color and bands of light, and then like endless stretches of void, and you feel your bodies changing and like warping, and blah blah blah. That's how we're explaining how you get all your D&D powers.
Oh,
nice. Yes,
I'm changing.
Yeah, you're metamorphosing. And I'm going to leave this up to you. For those of you who are playing not like effectively non-human species as D&D versions of yourselves, if those changes are also physical, that's fine by me. So like Crashly as a halfling, I don't know if you imagine you look the same.
I do. Halflings are small, and so is Crashly. I think just in this world, she'd be identified as a halfling.
No physical change whatsoever. I love it.
Shamanda is an Earth Genasi, so I believe like one of her earrings starts to like spread over her skin and like encompass her whole body, so that she's like made of stone. Like,
oh, I love that.
Cool.
Yeah, Adam shrinks a little bit. And he sort of gets like a little bit of like, you know, like a teenager scruffy
gnome-like beard. So it's just like weird, like splotches it's of just, white
like,
hair.
Hairy. Oh, like it's not
patchy.
Beardy. Yeah, patchy, it's like hair. Beardy.
Yeah. It's gross.
Ew. It's like, is it like Shaggy's little chin beard from
Yeah, but it's in like Scooby-Doo? Weird spots all over my face.
Awful. Yeah. Great.
Oh, and Susan looks exactly the same, but is convinced she's much taller.
Where is her ponytail?
Exactly the same. Very low, powerfully low.
Amazing.
What does EJ look like? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, EJ is sort of like ahead of you. So like it's really hard. There's no real sense of space or direction in this, whatever it is. But ahead of you, you see EJ slowly rotate around, and his ears move up the sides of his head and become pointed, and his hair becomes like long and billowing. And there's his clothes kind of like warp and shift around him to become this sort of like debonair cloak with silver embroidery on it and throughout. And he turns into an elf.
Wow.
Whoa.
And as quickly as that happens, he winks away. He's just completely gone. And then the next person through, which was, I believe, Crashly.
Yeah.
You wink away. And then Shamanda and Susan kind of wink away together. And Adam, it is just you falling / floating for a moment or two. And then you see the ground open up beneath you.
Whoa.
And what you can see is a sort of old kind of Greco-Roman looking town. And the sea spreads out around this little peninsula where the town is situated. And the water is clear and blue and sparkling in the sunlight. There is a small, almost like a U-shaped port that is protected by a breakwater that is a small stone wall. And you come tumbling out of the sky over this little port that has a bunch of like quadrereams and old wooden ships with multiple mastheads docked at various small piers throughout it, and you fall through the sky and splash. Land in the water of the port. And as you swim up and break the water to catch a breath, you see treading water around you the rest of the club.
I'm so heavy. I gotta get out of this water.
CEJ, help.
Okay, no one panic.
Okay.
I don't have anything after that.
This is really weird. Okay. What the hell? Where are we?
Well, we're in a body of water.
I think we're in the water.
Duh.
Shamanda looks for the shore. She's kind of like circling and doing that kind of doggy paddle thing and is looking for any kind of shoreline.
Yeah, there's a wooden pier that juts out into beyond the port head into the water here. And there's four guys in sort of dirty linen T-shaped tunics who are carrying between them a large wooden crate. And they look out at the four of you in the water and they kind of look at each other like, what the hell is going on? And then they one of them waves at you.
I wave back in distress. Help! Help!
Please!
Oh, my eye. And they put down the crate, and one of them grabs a rope from a mooring nearby and tosses it into the water towards you.
Cool. I put it around my waist. I feel like I'm pretty big as an Earth Genasi.
Yeah.
But you're a barbarian, right?
I'm a halfling barbarian. Yeah, I'm strong, but I'm small. I'm the same size as before.
Okay, so, well, I kind of like stretch out like Superman style and say, grab my legs.
I do. I grab
pulled in.
I also grab anyone else. Like I use my other hand to grab hopefully CEJ or if Adam or Susan, that's okay too.
Great.
I'll take a grab.
Cool. So the dock workers slowly reel you in on this big hempen rope and pull you up onto the wooden slats of the dock. And one of them goes, sheesh, what are you doing? You're not supposed to swim around in the Contiscalian. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get all of us in trouble. Sheesh.
In wait, what?
Yeah, you mean Lake Goonch or Lake Haverford?
Lake Goonch.
Lake Superior?
Lake Mystery Lake?
No, Lake Mystery?
I'm sorry. My
What's
head,
happening to us?
And I spit out a fish. That was a fish talking.
And one of the guys catches it and tosses it onto a small grill that is nearby, and it just starts sizzling.
Oh, it smells good.
Where are we, sirs?
This is Contiscalian Harbor. You're not supposed to be here without a permit or a boat. And they all giggle.
I don't get it.
You guys are wearing funny clothes.
No, these aren't funny. These are from the Sears catalog. Alan, I'd like to roll to investigate.
Okay. What are you investigating?
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Where am I?
Yeah, this is great. That's a great question. Roll investigation.
I got a 16.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
I think looking around, you can immediately tell, first of all, from the weather, it's like, it's warm. It's very, you know what? I'm going to say it. Mediterranean.
Ooh, wow.
So it's warm. You feel like you're in a completely different climate. You're looking around at the architecture. It feels like you're in a pamphlet to visit Rome or Sicily or something. And the way people are dressed and the buildings around you are screaming that you have gone into the past. And I think with a 16, you, with your knowledge of general history as it relates to magic and stuff, you recognize that you are probably somewhere either in the late Roman Empire or the Eastern Roman Empire, aka Byzantium.
What were the leaders called in the ancient Roman Empire, Alan? Would I know that?
The emperor or the empress would be probably the person in charge overall around here.
I've taken a bad fall, and my head really hurts. Who's the current emperor?
Empress.
Is it, of course, sorry. Very sexist.
Theodora.
Okay.
Wow, you really have been hurt. We should take you to our boss.
Yeah, one second. I just want to say something to these young maidens and fellas. Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've done it. We've fallen into the past.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say somewhere in the 1400s.
Wait, the 1400s?
And I want to apologize to all the strong young women here that I said emperor instead of empress. Shamanda, Crashly, that wasn't right.
Thanks. That's okay, but
you
I get
apologize
it.
Apologize to me, too, if you want.
Well, okay.
Wait,
I'm
are we
sorry
safe with these people?
Them.
Should we, do we need to go to an authority? We need to find Dark.
Yeah.
We need to find Dark.
And did you say we're in Byzantium?
Well, I didn't say that. They might have said that.
Wait, Byzantium? And one of my strong skills is history.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll to tell them about history, what I know about Byzantium.
Roll. Go ahead and roll.
It is an 18.
Okay, I think you know everything and are able to tell them anything from the Byzantium page on Wikipedia. Yeah.
Okay. This is so it used to be one giant empire, but then the West sort of fell, and then the East is where we're at now, and this, they consider themselves the Roman Empire still, but you know, over in Europe, Charlemagne thinks that he's the rightful heir of the Roman Empire, but actually, this is the actual blah, 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 blah.
And as soon as you say Charlemagne, the guys working the docks are like, boo, boo, fake Romans.
Oh my God, boo, loved Pippin. Oh, Pippin. Think about your life.
Pippin. Think about the dreams you had.
Get it, Amanda.
Are we just doing the musical?
I think we're somewhere real. It smells terrible.
Now, remember when Dark said he was going to get the first Adam?
Oh.
I'm guessing that's what we're dealing with here.
Doesn't he mean the Adam from the Bible?
I think he means the first Adam Miller Adam.
Oh,
and one of the dock workers is like, oh, you do know our boss, Adam the what? Miller.
No, Adam Miller.
Yes, we'd love to go to your boss.
Hey, could you guys let me out of this box? Can we just skip the getting thrown into the harbor thing today?
Yeah, sorry, boss. I know it took way too long. And one of them puts a little wedge bar, the crowbar without the curved part at the top, into the top of the box, and they pry it open. And packed in there with a bunch of hay is... Tyler, would you like to describe your character?
Yeah, Adam the Miller, he works as a miller a lot of the time, and then also has been sort of foisted into running the docks. He has like a resemblance to Adam Miller and looks a lot like Ryder Strong. He's like, honestly, one of the most beautiful people you've ever seen. He's lithe. He's like wiry, muscular. He's pretty tall. His hair is just gorgeous. The only thing that mars it is he has a bit of a hunch, like when tall people try to pretend that they're not so tall. And he has, you can kind of faintly make out, well, not even faintly, you can see he has two little stubby horns on his forehead. And the other thing of it is that, like, everybody despises him.
Oh.
Everywhere. So he's like, yeah,
he's
funny,
the boss?
funny prank, guys. You didn't even throw me in the water this time. You just made me sit in the crate.
How could we? You're so heavy. And they all high five.
That's right.
You treat your boss like that?
Yeah.
Why?
Have you seen this guy?
Yeah, Adam the Miller turns and he says, oh, hello, welcome to Byzantium. And I'd like to, who's in front? Crashly? I'd like to cast Friends on Crashly.
Okay, great.
What does that mean?
So Crashly makes a charisma save, is that right? Or a wisdom save?
Crashly yes, seems so it's no, actually, I just have advantage on all charisma checks.
Oh, great. So there you go. But it lasts for 1 minute.
Or it lasts for 1 minute. Yeah. So I turn to Crashly because I guess she's right in front of me. And yeah, I'm just like, hi, welcome to Byzantium. And I'd like to roll... Like, I'd like to, essentially, I'm trying to be friendly, but I am so beautiful that I would like it to be an intimidation check.
Okay. Great. Roll an intimidation check.
I got a 22.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
So Crashly, you are, for a second, you forget that there's anyone else around. It's just you staring into the eyes of this like beautiful, slightly demonic looking Adam Miller.
Hi. I mean, hi. 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 Hello. My name is Crashly. Welcome to Byzantium.
Crash's catching feelings.
Hello. Anyway, what's your deal?
And honestly, Alan, I'd like to do this to everybody.
Oh. Okay, great. I think we can apply that. So if you're casting Friends on everyone, I think we can just apply your 22 to everyone. So you're all feeling pretty similar.
And what the beauty of it with Friends is, so it is at will, but it is a concentration, which means each time I talk to somebody new, the previous one breaks.
And they know, and they dislike you for
it. And they immediately dislike me.
Yeah. So this quickly explains why everyone doesn't like Adam.
Yeah, so I turn from Crashly, and I turn to Adam, and I'm like,
hi.
Oh, wow, we look very similar. Are you okay? No, here, let's get you dried off.
You look way better than me.
You don't look anything like Adam.
Hey, Crashly,
Miller,
why don't you buzz off right now? I'm talking to this handsome man. So
you guys,
hey,
stop fighting over a guy. We know not to do this kind of stuff.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Hi, my name is Adam. What's your name?
Fuck that guy.
Shamanda goes to kiss you on the mouth.
Yeah, who the hell is this tool?
Shamanda, he's an asshole.
You have the worst taste.
Yes.
No. Ma'am, miss. Uh-oh. Miss, could you help her? Could you get her off me?
What do you mean? You don't want to kiss me now? What the heck?
You should be so lucky, you little turd.
Did he just call me ma'am?
Throw him in the drink.
Yeah. I'm gonna toss him in the water.
Okay.
Wait.
Here's what I'm gonna say. For like player against player related roles, I think I'm gonna basically just defer to the person who is being acted upon. So,
it absolutely happens.
Okay, great. So,
I don't fight it at all.
Perfect. Shamanda, you grab Adam the Miller. And you just, like, by the scruff of his neck and the, like, loop of his, like, hempen belt, and you just toss him into the water off the pier.
And I go, you're so rude. You shouldn't do that to people.
Honestly, it serves you right. You're a loser.
My friend.
Sorry. That was my mistake. I know. I'm a knave. I'm a Cumberworld.
You used a trick on us.
I didn't do anything. I just said hello, but...
Okay, you're cool.
Oh, does it work every time he talks to us?
No. Oh. Because the problem with friends also is it only works on somebody who is not currently hostile towards you.
Oh.
So as long as you're annoyed with me or dislike me, it doesn't
work.
Oh, I forgive you, man. Honestly, we've been treating you pretty rough. Can I hold your hand or give you a hand or help you out of the water or whatever?
CJ.
Oh, thank you.
That's CJ.
That's my literal enemy. What are you doing?
What? I'm just helping. He's so hot or helpless.
Wow. Hey. Thank you. Yes. And if your name is Adam also, you can call me what everyone else does. A butthole.
You want us to call you?
Want us to call you butthole?
I don't want it. It's just I'm used to it. And I respond to it.
I'm going to call you BH. How about that?
People call me butthole sometimes.
Oh. That's surprising. I thought that was my name.
No, that my mom would call me a butthole when I was a little kid.
Oh, God. Really?
Oh, you have a mom.
I'd love to unpack all of this.
Wait, you two have similar... Wait, does anyone else notice that they have the same birthmark? They both have moles on the same spot of their face.
Weird.
Do you have the other birthmark? A butthole above your butthole?
Yeah.
The double
I
butthole.
I do. They make me show it to the children in town.
Oh my gosh. Ew. Byzantium's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, has some sorry. Wow. It's different.
Crashly,
here.
No.
Have you seen a turkey out here?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been in a box. Yeah, it's kind of it's my employees. It's their kind of lunchtime ritual to box me up and throw me in the harbor.
Oh, okay. Employees, I didn't catch any of your names.
Yes, my name, oh boy.
Oh boy, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, my name is the old boy. This is my friend Flavian and Alexina and Duilius.
Duilius, Flavian, and old boy. And what was the other one?
Duilius, Flavian, Oboy, and Alexina.
Alexina. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to forget your name. Have you seen a turkey or someone else in the water?
Well, I've heard rumors of a turkey across the Great Sea, but no, there's no such thing that exists here. Oh, your fish is ready. And he takes the fish off the grill.
Oh, you cooked that for me?
Yeah. And CEJ says... you know what, guys? I feel like all of a sudden I'm really good at, like, snooping and scoping. So I'm just going to do a quick turn about the area and let you know if I can find anything interesting.
Cool.
All right.
He's, like, so proactive right now.
I'll be back. And he, like, leans in for, like hesitantly to Crashly and then ends up just kind of kissing her on the forehead.
Whoa.
Okay.
It's like we're always finishing each other's sandwiches.
Kissing. Or sandwiches. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Sentences.
Yeah.
What? Adam, stop trying to get in on our sentence finishing.
Sorry. I see a challenge. I like to compete.
Fine. All right. I'll be back.
BH, I wanted to ask you, like, what's your business here? Are you, like, do you move things out of this harbor? Or, like, what do these workers do for you?
Oh, and you can also, if you want, you can also call me. The other name I get called a lot is Anus.
No. We could no just one's going to do that.
We can just call you Adam.
That honestly might be confusing for me. I haven't been called Adam since my mother passed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's okay. It happened a long time ago. We can stick with BH. In any case, what they do here, I mean, I'm a miller, so they gather up grain that's been shipped over. We take it back to the mill and we mill it.
Is your dad the devil?
Adam turns redder. He's already a pretty ruddy color, but he turns redder and he's like, I don't speak of my father.
Oh, I don't speak of my father. Well, I asked you, so.
there are rumors of such things. I don't know personally. I've never met my father.
Oh, well, my father is a devil.
Oh. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's kind of, you get over it. We're from the Midwest, so maybe it's different there.
Bud, can I, hey, Adam the Miller, can I call you Bud?
Sure. Is that a variant on butthole?
No, it's just Bud, like buddy. I know you tried to cast a little spell on me. Didn't work, but I am now and shall always be your friend, Spock, Wrath of Khan, okay?
I didn't cast any spells. I don't know how to cast spells.
Oh, my God.
I think your life's in danger, and we're here to keep you safe, and you can consider us friends.
I wouldn't say friends, but like acquaintances.
You can consider us your team.
Sure.
Yeah. Ashley?
Yeah, no, I can be on teams with all kinds of people that I like and don't like, and that are friends and not friends.
Alan? Can I make a perception check to see if, like, these workers are going back to business or if anyone's feeling, like, a little out of place?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I rolled a 4. My perception is -1. So, that's a 3.
So, tell her everything, Alan.
Please.
Great. So, you got a 3 overall.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are trying to watch these dock workers. But it suddenly occurs to you that they all look almost identical. They kind of have this sort of like friar bowl cut thing going on. They're all wearing nearly the same clothes. And when they, it's kind of like that thing they do at baseball games where they have the digital 3-card Monty. And every time they walk between each other, you lose track of which one is who.
I go up to one of them and I say, earlier you said that our clothes look funny. I would love to see where you guys get your fashions from. Could you take me to like your locker room?
The market?
Sure. Yeah. I'd love to go to the shops.
Sure. Wow. Talking to a lady, going to the market together. This is wonderful. Excellent. Butthole, I'm taking the rest of the day off.
Are you talking to me?
They better not be calling you Butthole.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, have a really good time. Really enjoy yourself.
Shut up. He opens, like, extends his arm to let you slip your arm through, Shamanda.
Okay. I put my arm through and I look back at Crashly and Susan. I say, off to the market, I guess.
Wait, does that mean you all are, like, married or something? Just be careful.
No, but
okay.
I have to be honest. I would marry you.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Should we?
No.
Let's do that.
No one's getting married, and Adam the Miller, you're coming with us.
Oh, man.
All right, yes. I'm happy to go with the group. Are you going to taunt me there or make me do some sort of silly performance? What kind of day ruining experience am I in for, just so I can prep?
I mean, I'm in a pretty bad mood, so I might lose some zingers on you.
And I just think it would be fun to blend in with our surroundings. So I thought some new clothes would help us out. But I don't plan on berating you at all unless, you know, something
causes me to. You want to trick me and get me when I'm not expecting it. Okay. I look forward to living in dread. Let's go.
Welcome to my world.
Come on. We'll start at the Forum Bovis and we'll see what's up over there. There's always good threads there. Flavian walks you down, or should say up out of the dock area and past two tall, like, monoliths that, they're tall for Constantinople standards. They're like 15 feet tall. They're just stone points that sort of indicate the entrance of town from the docks. And he walks you past a series of stone buildings with red clay tile rooftops, and bustling and hustling around you are just a bunch of people. This whole city seems like a total melting pot, this kind of like Mediterranean gateway between North Africa and the Middle East and sort of like a Greco-Roman, Western Roman territory. So there's all kinds of people here all going about their business, passing each other, haggling. There's a little stand nearby you where a guy is selling little sausages, they look like. Lucanico.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. It's basically it's the Constantinople equivalent of a hot dog stand. And he's like flipping the sausages around, and this you can smell the meat browning on both sides, and then he rolls them up into this sort of like flat, almost like a tortilla or like a really flat pita style bread, and handing them out to people who pass him little copper coins for them. But Flavian leads you often past that. You pass this sort of hustle and bustle of a town. Over the buildings near you, you can see this really huge, long structure. It looks like if you built sort of half a Colosseum, this like half rounded Roman style thing full of columns, and then instead of finishing off as a circle, you just stretched the back half of it out for like 10 city blocks. So it's just this like round on one end, flat on the other. I mean, bird's eye view, not gonna lie, it looks like a phallus. Is what it looks like, but it's just this really long, almost stadium-like building that is taller than and bigger than every other structure in the city that you can see.
This is huge. Mall Street sucks compared to this.
This is amazing.
What's
no,
up?
No, I was just going to ask if Crashly could do an Arcana check really quick to see, because she's feeling a little bad on the walk or whatever, just to see if this Adam the Miller guy knows that he's casting spells on people.
Oh, great. So make an insight check.
Okay. Oh, my insight's really low.
I'll give you the help action.
Okay. Because I got a 5.
Okay. So I think you're not certain. Okay. And I'm not going to ask Tyler to tell us either way.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Then I assume he's doing it on purpose. Little shit.
Amazing.
Yeah, when we're walking, the sausage guy, is it somebody that's, is it the same person, or is it a somebody new set up
This is
shop?
Someone new. This is just like a...
Great. I walk over and I'm like, hello, friend. My compatriots here are very interested in your sausages. Could we have some? And I'd like to cast friends and do intimidation on him.
She says, oh, your friends have never had Lucanico?
They've never had it.
What?
I would like one sausage for each of them.
I'm going to let them try it. And then, if they want one each, they can have it. And she throws a sausage onto her little grill and turns it around until it's brown all over. And then she slices it up into pieces and hands a piece to each of you.
Oh my gosh, Shamanda definitely eats it.
Yeah, roll for sausage.
Ooh, I love it.
Sausage.
Crashly loves it. 17.
Is this just a flat roll?
Yes.
Okay, 15.
I rolled a 14. Pretty good.
Meat on a stick.
Pretty damn
good. Loving it.
Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. And I eat a little extra because I'm so big now. I have to eat more.
She's a growing girl.
And it's about that time that friends wears off.
Yeah. And Adam the Miller is like, great, how much do I owe you?
And her expression just completely falls off as the spell ends. And she looks at all of you and then gives a real stink eye to Adam the Miller. And she says, for you, 7.
7?
7.
But it says here that it would be...
I know what it says. 7 for you.
That was my money for the week.
Oops.
Just pay the lady. She looks so mean.
Already ate the sausage, so give it.
Did you just make us into thieves? That is so lame.
I don't want to be a thief. I can't go back.
I'm paying. Here. And Adam Miller opens up his little coin purse and pulls out the last of his coins and hands them over to her.
Aw.
Loser.
That's sad. A little moth flies out of the bag.
She goes through the really insulting process of not even trusting your coins, where she takes out a little scale and sets some small brass tacks on one side of it and balances the coins on the other to make sure you're not cheating her.
Ma'am, I would do the same thing. I do not trust this fellow.
You shouldn't, Adam the Miller? You shouldn't be hanging out with him.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's a teen. So, Adam the Miller, can I talk to you real quick?
Yes.
Have you ever had it where you're like, wow, people seem mad at me. I wonder if it's something I'm doing.
Yes. Every day.
Okay. The answer, my pal, look at me, is okay. Yes. Okay, you're casting spells on everybody.
I'm not casting spells on. I don't know what a spell. I don't know spells.
It's magic.
Alan, I would like to do a, now, let me see, perception check, maybe?
Okay.
To see if I believe this, or what do you think that would be?
I think that would be an insight check.
Insight? Okay.
I'm not magic. I'm just a saddle goose. I'm a doll cop. I'm a chamber pot full of dung and stupidity. I'm just a bad person. That's all it is.
Beautiful people always say that about themselves.
Oh, wow. You really are.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a six, Alan.
God damn it. Me too.
Okay. Yeah, you're also, it's really hard to read this guy. And you think part of it is you can tell you're being colored by the bias of the fact that you really just don't like him.
No, I don't. And I want to. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the thing. We don't need to like him. We just need to keep him safe.
Okay.
That's true. Adam,
that is honestly, bud, so true.
Yeah. So let's go to the safest place here. The Hagia Sophia.
And you yell Hagia Sophia and a bunch of people around on the street go, hey! There's a street accordionist who starts playing.
Can someone explain this reference to Suze?
Oh, it's a giant like church.
Oh, thank you.
Or
mosque.
Yeah. Mosque. And, yeah. Well, now it might be. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
at this moment, as the crowd is all dancing yeah. and like someone said Hagia Sophia, so everyone's having a fucking blast.
Oh, right. It's not a mosque yet, probably.
And yeah. they, no, mm. not yet.
Not yet.
But they are all dancing, and as they do their weirdly choreographed moves through this cobble street, they part for a second, and you distinctly see Derek Pfeiffer walking with determination
one?
Up and turning down an alley and walking away.
I definitely like grab a cloak to look like one of these monk guys and follow stealthily.
And is that Derek or Dark?
It looks like Derek.
Because Dark looks like a turkey now, right? Like turkey stuff? Or
well, the last you saw Dark, he looked like a disgusting wheel of turkey parts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to cast Pass Without Trace. And merge with stone and like follow this figure.
Ooh.
Okay, great. So you basically like almost disappear from sight as you hug the stone walls of the buildings on either side of this alley and you slide up and start following Derek. He's moving quickly. He's like walking with purpose towards the other end of the alley. And five guys kind of like come out of the dark on either side of the alley and stop him for a second. And then he gives one of them a hug and then they all kind of like look at each other like, what? And then he leaves, goes out the other end of the alley, turns left down the street and disappears from your view.
Mm.
And as you get closer, the guys, I think they don't see you, Shamanda, because you're hugging the wall and melding with the stones. But they see the rest of you.
No, they don't.
Okay.
I cast Fog Cloud.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. Great. So this just emanating. So why don't you tell us what this spell looks like when you cast it?
Okay. And I thought it was a cantrip till right now. And I think I am burning a spell slot for this. But you know what? Totally worth it.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm. Worth
it. Mm-hmm. Worth it. It is a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on a point within range. The sphere spreads around corners and that area is heavily obscured. It lasts for the duration or until wind of moderate or greater speed disperses it. So Susan takes out, and she does just have like a straight up wand in this world.
Love it.
But
love
it like that. Looks like the a base of it is a like a frog. And the like wand, whatever you call peak or whatever, is its tongue.
Okay. And when you cast the spell, does it go, hello, my baby?
Alan, please. This is honestly serious to me, and I hope it's serious to you as well.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My bad. I forgot. Claire cares a lot more about D&D than they do about Monster of the Week.
Very fair.
My apologies.
But yes, it does. It does sing that song. And you're right.
Okay, great. and out of its little top hat?
Yes. How did you know?
This gout of fog just starts to spew out of it almost as if it were a pocket smoke machine. And the fog rolls out and around. And the last thing you can see of these gentlemen before they become enveloped in the fog and sort of disappear into it is that they seem very confused and a little worried as this fog just kind of like appears out of nowhere and fills up the end of the alley. From the floor to probably about a story and a half up in the air.
Got their asses.
Good one, Suze.
Yeah, Suze.
Thank you. I'm sorry I said ass.
Ah, a witch. A witch.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
Shut up.
God.
Stop. Oh, I'm going to try to cover his mouth.
Okay. Does it work?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Quiet.
Yeah, be quiet.
Susan.
Sandwich.
Susan, the dark, he got away. I followed him for a while and then he like gave these guys a hug and they just like got out of his way.
Sounds like Derek.
It sounds like Genesis Jr. needs to do some work. And I pull out a clockwork toy. I wind it up and I put it on the ground and let it go.
No.
Nice. Great. Oh my God.
So to see how well this works, I think we're going to want to roll here.
Yeah.
And
Jeff, I'm so curious. Now, is this the child of Genesis Jr.? So is this your grandson, grandfather?
Yeah. So it's my grandfather and my grandson.
Yes.
As our family lineage works.
Right. Okay. And where in the flubber movie chronology does this one go?
This is like smack dab in the middle of the third movie. There's like a 20 minute, like, you know, just sideways tangent.
Okay, great. So you put this thing down. I think this sounds, this is for sure an Arcana roll, I think.
Cool. And that's like what, intelligence, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, and I'm damn intelligent. He's not wise, but Adam Miller is intelligent after going to school.
You better work.
Okay, I rolled an 18, and you know I'm going to be adding onto that 4, 22.
Okay, great. That's incredible. 22 is really good. So this little wind-up toy goes into the fog, and you hear its footsteps and its little gears and mechanical parts whirring and fading away as it rolls away. And then what's the goal? What is the goal of this thing?
It's going to follow Dark wherever Dark goes. And it's, attached to some, dental floss.
Okay, great. perfect. So you let it go. You let it rip. And what are you all doing in the meantime? So you're all, as far as I know, we're all standing around in this alleyway. There's fog ahead of you, keeping the five men from seeing you. But you are just standing around in an alleyway in the middle of Constantinople.
If Shamanda's Pass Without Trace is still active, I'd want to try to get onto a rooftop or some sort of ladder system just to get above the fog cloud.
Absolutely. See what's going on. I love that. I don't think that's even going to take a roll. I think you like do some parkour jump, like wall jumps from one side of the alley to the other and spring up to the top and land kind of like, wow, Spider-Man pose on top of the red tiles of the roof.
Nice.
And looking down at the street ahead of you, you see the little wind-up toy emerge from the fog cloud and turn left, and you kind of track its direction and see that the thing that looks like Derek, that might be Derek, has stopped in front of a shop that is standing alone. It's not connected to any of the other buildings, which feels weird because all of the buildings are kind of built to be side by side in Constantinople that you've seen.
It's a freestanding
but this
structure.
Is a freestanding structure.
Uh-oh. Good call.
And there's a sign in front of it that says Pylos. And there's a person, you watch a woman walk into her like tunic kind of like dragging around. It's a little longer than the male tunics that you've seen so far. Like bounding around her knees as she happily walks into the shop. And then about 2 minutes later, she comes back out and she looks exactly the same, but she's wearing a little brimless, tight fitted hat that sort of has a fold on the top of it. It kind of looks like if the sorting hat from Harry Potter didn't have a brim. And she looks at herself in the glass of the window in the reflection and adjusts the hat and then walks away with a smile.
And Derek, or whatever it is standing in front of this building, just staring into it.
I climb back down to the group and I go, BH, what's the quickest way to get to that freestanding?
Pylos.
Pylos. How do you get to Pylos? Can you tell me how to get to Pylos?
You walk down the street to the Pylos. It's right over there. It's a few blocks away. It's very easy. I can take you to the Pylos. Why? No. Do you want half?
Please lead the way.
Wait,
the way.
We shouldn't let him go.
No, he shouldn't go.
We got to stay away from there. Me and him.
Okay, well, I think we should go there because Derek has made a stop and he can move again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
What should we? Yeah, you should go there. Should we keep him and myself away from, you know, the door?
Are you okay hanging out with him for that long?
I don't think so, but I will take one for the team.
Go see the church.
You're a good person.
Hagia Sophia.
Wait.
Hagia Sophia. Yay!
Can I just say from the fog cloud?
While everyone's distracted and dancing, let's go to the Pylos.
And when Adam Miller says Hagia Sophia for the like fifth time, I think Crashly's gonna have a like light bulb in her head about history class, and she wants to see if she can look around and see if there's like a calendar around, because she knows she said, I think the Hagia Sophia is a mosque. And then it's like, wait, everyone else is saying it's a church. I think something really intense is going to happen here. And I want to see if that's around now.
Okay. Oh, man. You know what? Let's do, let's call this a survival check.
Okay, great.
Why does Alan sound disappointed?
And I don't, for the record, I don't know what anyone is good at, so I'm just calling it as I see it.
I love it. I have a -1 survival, so I got a 9.
Okay, great.
Can I give the help action to her somehow? My survival's +1, so it's not like that much of a difference.
What is it you're
looking
for?
This is a long
for?
Shot.
You're just looking, you're looking
just
for
remember...
the Hagia Sophia?
No, I just feel like I'm looking for like signs of war or siege or something.
Why would there be any war?
Okay, just because like the Roman Empire is going to fall, no offense. Or
what?
Offense to you, whatever. And
okay,
I feel like
you're talking nonsense.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm a lot smarter than you.
Our empire is going to last beyond the length of the sun.
You sound like a ding-dong, dude.
Adam, I think you should educate him a little bit. You have been to school.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to catch up on. And Crashly, this sort of historical knowledge is going to really suit us because I don't know what's going on. But we got to find Dark.
Yeah, we do. We do.
I mean, we don't have to worry about the Turks until the mid-14th century, so I think
okay.
We're good.
Shamanda walks away from this conversation.
It is the mid-14th century.
Yeah, but it's not 1453, is it?
Right. No, it is 1453.
It's not May 29th,
what?
Is it?
No.
What day is it?
It's May 1st.
We got 28 days.
Oh, boy.
I think there are Turks outside your city walls, RN, bro.
What?
But we gotta be careful. We may be changing history here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, kids, have you guys ever read sci-fi?
Do I look like I've read sci-fi? No offense.
Susan, no offense.
God damn you.
What happened to Crashly? Crashly got...
She's in such a bad mood.
I know, but...
this guy.
I gotta do... I feel like Crashly's someone else right now. I love it.
Dude, she's ready to rage, bro. She's very...
Everyone's being so nice to this guy.
He sucks. Being nice, too. Very nice, Adam.
I dropped him back in the water.
Wait.
I don't think anyone's been nice to him at all.
I feel like everyone's been so nice to him.
No, he told us to call him a butthole.
Yeah. I think we're just trying to keep him from ending the world.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
Crashly. Don't whatever me. I'm your best friend. Besides Shamanda, CEJ, and Susan.
Shamanda's taken off. She ran to the Pylos.
Okay, great. And Shamanda, I think you round the you take off running. You leave everyone behind. As you round the corner, you see Derek, or perhaps Dark, standing in front of the Pylos, and standing next to him is another Derek, or perhaps Dark. And they are talking, and then one of them puts their head kind of down, and the other one embraces him.
and there is a flash of light that disorients everyone around the area. Like, people like gasp and drop their stuff. A guy drops a big thing of melons, and they just like splat and roll down the street. And when the flash of light ends, there is only one Derek standing there.
Oh, and he did it!
He smiles, and then he disappears.
Wait, what?
Oh, he did it. That's good.
But wait, and that is where we're going to end our first episode in Constantinople.
I see. No.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Find the link in the episode description. Now, Adam Miller has a special yearbook message for our patron, Adam.
Hi, Adam. It's Adam. Jinx. Can you believe it? We're the only two Adams in the entire school, except for Adam Richter, but we don't like Adam Richter. I'm not going to sign his yearbook. I'm going to sign your yearbook, because Adam's got to stick together. Unless you're Adam Richter. We don't like Adam Richter. Okay, I'm looking closer at the yearbook, and this is my yearbook. I will find your yearbook later and sign it. Adam, you're a real Adam. Adam. P.S. What's up?
Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Join hosts Hannah Schaefer and Evan Rowland as they redesign their first role-playing game, Questlandia. Design Doc is an experiment in public, participatory, analog game design. It's fun, it's messy, and you're invited along for the ride.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Get the feeling,
but for real though, Jeff, if you could shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
I created a all silent character for this. If you hear dice rolling, I'm sorry, I'll roll quieter.
Thank you.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No King system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.